Hello and welcome to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, the Link Foundation, and Mike and Patty Morgan. And thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Thanks for joining me. This week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive features three concertos by Italian composers, including Vivaldi's Mandolin Concerto, Viotti's Violin Concerto, as arranged by the late 18th century French guitar composer Doisy, and the young 21st century composer Giovanni Albini. We'll also hear an interview with British guitarist Stanley Yates. We'll start with the prelude from the fugue Elegiaca by Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco, performed by the Brazil guitar duo. The Brazil guitar duo opened this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with the prelude from the fugue Elegiaca by Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco. This is Vivaldi's Mandolin Concerto in C major. It's performed by the mandolin, guitar, and harp trio called 61 Strings. Thank you. Group 61 Strings performing Vivaldi's Mandolin Concerto in C Major. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. British guitarist and scholar Stanley Yates has recorded the three earliest known guitar concertos, including Doisy's guitar version of Viotti's Violin Concerto in E Minor, and he spoke about the piece.
Yeah, so Doisy is a very interesting character. He was mainly active in the 1790s, five-string guitar, but he was an all-round musician. We don't know a lot about him. I suspect he was a violinist, and he got on the guitar as the popularity of the guitar started taking off because he was also a publisher. So he got really engaged with the guitar. He wrote a fantastic guitar method. It was dedicated to Josephine Bonaparte. And this is right in the French Revolution kind of years, you know. And he wrote music, lots of things. He wrote compendiums of fanfares for the big dinners and balls. And he wrote horn music and all kinds of things. And what happened to him, he got killed in a horse and carriage accident. I think it was 1806, which is exactly the time that Carulli arrives in Paris and the guitar becomes something else overnight. It becomes a six-string Italian instrument and the French players are kind of out of the picture. Mm-hmm. So there are two concertos. There's the one that's his own. And then he also arranged arranged Viotti's most famous violin concerto, the one in E minor. And Viotti was the top violin player in Paris and the top composer of sonata and concerto styles. He was very important. And he quit music and moved to London to become a wine distributor to make a lot of money. And it all went south and he ruined everything. But that's a super piece to play. And when I get a chance to do one of these concertos, that's usually the one I pick because it's just really good. The themes are fantastic.